big yes of that, huh?
Big one.
Woo, is that, that is a nice
woo-hoo
way. I believe that's a wonderful way to start the summer, and that's what we're doing. Hello, people. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Bridal
oh,
Body
boy.
Shop Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Usual team is here, and we're ready.
Thank you.
Usual team.
Oh.
Me and you, my friend.
Oh,
me and
okay.
you. We're here. Unless there's other people here. Unless there's pods under the couch. I don't know. But this is where we are. And we're back, and we're entering a wonderful season. That you know, we just actually Memorial Day is the kickoff.
It sure feels like summer though.
It does.
Right?
It's very humid. But
it's not even really summer because June, the end of June is the summer.
Every time this week I ran into a few people that were complaining about the heat. And I
oh
said, you know
please!
What?
Remember that winter we had.
This is what we would deal. This is what we were dreaming of when we were shoveling our cars out. Come on. Now, granted, for people that have, you know, compromised breathing situations,
right,
that's
right.
a totally different,
that's different
situation. That's, yeah.
It's
that's
so funny because on Sunday when I had my barbecue, I took a picture with that big snowstorm that we never expected. I think it was right before it all
that was
ended.
The last one, yeah.
Right. And it was just that, you know, where is everybody for my barbecue? And I was telling everybody, remember, just the other day, it
yeah.
was filled
it
with
like
snow.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the patio with the table that was filled with snow.
It wasn't that long ago because that last blast
the last
was
one,
like a Friday,
yeah.
and
was it
was
a Friday?
Yeah, it came out of
was
nowhere.
It was
that night. No, it was that
was
night.
Thursday?
It was Friday. It was Friday night, and I remember going out and shoveling. It was, and everybody was saying, "Well, it's good that you know it comes around a weekend and no one
yeah.
has to move their cars." But we are out of that, and we are embracing summer. Proper intros.
Yes.
Lori Towers is me.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Diggleman is she.
Yeah, we go.
Bridal Body Shop is we. And, yeah, we thank you for joining us. For those who are just coming on board, welcome. We hope that we make fitness exciting, funny, something that you grab hold of and feel good about and make it part of your life and not make it feel like it's something foreign to you. The idea of this show is it's for brides and grooms and everybody else. It's for brides and grooms. The genesis of the Bridal Body the Bridal Body Shop
it's
was...
not really for brides and grooms.
Well,
I mean,
no,
they're,
no,
they're
no,
part
no,
of the
no,
mix.
No, no, no.
I'm just
let
saying.
Me give a little history trip.
It's about health.
Well, let me give a little trip for people that don't
okay.
know. The genesis of the Bridal Body Shop is... We designed this company to get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding years ago, and that's what we did. But we opened the doors because fitness is fitness. Fitness is not just about a calendar marking.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness should be a philosophy. So we train brides and grooms and everybody else, everybody with a body that they want to change. That's what we deal with. We shopped a reality show around a little bit, and we got a radio show. Here we are. Here we are. That's the Reader's Digest.
I forgot about that. It was so long ago.
That's what I'm saying. This is, see, now, if you could forget, the people tuning in and blinking, saying, what the hell is the do I have the right show? What is this about? That's why I wanted to clear that up.
Christmas
and
Tree Shop of Fitness.
You know what? That's really, it's
yes,
really cool.
It is.
It's really cool. And,
every holiday.
And that's what we try to do with fitness. We try to not make it something that you just want to do for a graduation, you just want to do for a birthday. You don't want to do it because you people are going to be taking pictures of you. You want to do it because you want your body to be healthy the rest of your life. That's why you want to get in shape, because this machine that we have, that we are anointed from birth, we want it to run the way it should.
And last
the
a
way
long
it was
time.
Intended to. Exactly. For the rest of the
we
life.
Want to be one of those vintage cars that you see at one of those vintage shows.
That's
of cars.
Exactly right. But that's exactly
they
right.
They purr.
And they could be. And that's
of course
the whole
they
thing.
Could.
Everybody has a body that
mm-hmm.
they can change and tweak and make it work the way they want. If they want, you know, we always say there's no bells and whistles to fitness. The only thing you need is incentive. That's all you need.
True.
And the rest is easy. Once you make that one with yourself, the rest is easy. Before we go on and talk about our show today, let me ask you,
yes.
my lovely co-host, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
How was your Memorial Day? Was it Memorial?
It was Memorial. It wasn't really Memorial, but what you know, it's memorable that I will never have it again.
Oh boy.
Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
I remember those barbecues.
hate it,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. You can't enjoy yourself. What you do is help everybody. You know, being a host is wonderful if you have somebody cleaning up and serving people, but if you're doing it...
See, I have to say one thing about when we used to throw big barbecues, people always helped out. People always like in the kitchen, let me do
this. It's
not
even helped out. It's just that you just want to make sure everything is out on time and, you know, served on time, and then everybody has their drink that they wanted. You know, people get into that lazy mode. They sit and they don't get up. So that's what I was dealing with.
That's the drinking, that's the eating.
Not really, because not one person drank.
Really?
So yeah, it was just
no
a couple of beers at one corner, and
then,
that was it.
That's just disgrazie.
Well,
you know, that's just not
whatever
nice.
It is. I guess they're so used to me serving them.
That's not nice. Well, when I'm a guest,
not
I'm
you.
Always, I'm always no.
I'm sorry. You help.
I help. Yeah, because if somebody's serving me, the least I can do is help up with the cleanup. If you cook to me, the least I could do is do the forks and the knives and throw.
And then we
get
a new barbecue that cooked so slow. So slow.
Nothing was working right.
It was worse. It was so bad. Because everybody was just eating whatever was cooked up and then waiting for more. And then, you know, eating again and waiting for more. It was just didn't work out right.
Well, hopefully, if there are any... If there are more in your future, that they
no
are...
No more.
They are
I'm telling you now.
That come...
No more.
That come with people readily available to help you. That's what I wish for
cooking
you.
The food?
That's what I wish for you.
Yeah.
I wish only good. Let me tell you about today's show.
You go ahead.
Okay. Now, you know how people this time of year,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is where people are wearing their bad diets of the winter. And everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. And you know how I feel about winter diets. I think that, in a way, I put it in the same category as the way a lot of people view pregnancy. Your body doesn't matter. I can eat what I want because, you know what, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to see me. I'm covered with layers and layers and layers of clothing.
Right.
So I can do the hell with my body. I'm going to wear what I want. That's kind of what we do in the winter. Not you and I, and not certainly our next guest.
No.
But a lot of people fall into that category of thinking, well, it doesn't matter. My body doesn't matter. I can eat the macaroni and cheese. I can eat whatever, whatever, whatever. So what do we do in the summer? We're looking for the panacea. We are looking for that magic
antidote.
We're looking for that magic bullet that will get us in shape, and it will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we have on today. Well, she is an instructor with this next big fitness buzz, Winter Gabriel, who is just, it's funny because I saw her on a billboard the other day.
You did?
On the bus stop in on the Upper East Side. So it's funny. She's a fitness celebrity in her own right, and she could currently be seen on NBC's Bianca Unanchored. And she's basically pushing this surf set fitness.
It's funny because
City.
I'm going to bring that up that I told you before, is that one of my clients has this surfboard in her home. And she basically, you know, she's had it for a long time, and she's saying, and she was describing it to me, and I really, really never knew.
You never saw
what,
it.
I never
yeah,
saw
yeah.
it until you showed
right,
me her
right.
video from Facebook, which was wonderful. But she was telling me that, you know, it's a great workout, you know, even though she never uses it. That's why she comes to me. But anyway, it's sitting there, and she says, you know, I wish I had a workout for it and all that. And I just, you know, actually forwarded that link that you gave me from Winter to her, but it looks like a really intense workout.
And Winter,
I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Winter also appeared on WB11 Morning Show as fitness instructor in 2013, and she was nominated New York City's hottest trainer in Racked New York City magazine. That sounds sexist, but we'll talk to Winter about that. But she was in that magazine, and other magazines like Dance Magazine, Pilates Style, and Time Out. So this is what we're going to be talking to her about is surf set. And you know what's really cool is, I don't know, you've never surfed, but if you've skateboarded
and you've
surfed. I'm
not a big water person, so.
But then, you know, I guess.
You have to surf to be in the water, yeah.
I skateboarded years ago.
Skateboarding was different.
And, you know, you don't realize how much core stability is involved. And it's really a work. We know when you're a kid,
I'm
you could
do
hours.
I'm going to bring out something that I always, until I started working out years ago, had very bad balance. And I was always falling, tripping, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
until I started working out. Now I would get on this a skateboard.
You
I
probably
would never years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Never, because I would be afraid.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're
right.
in totally
now totally different shape.
Right, because you use parts of your
right.
body that
exactly
are,
that you've never had. My core is strong, and it just if you have your core strong, then you could really pretty much be stable on anything.
You really can.
You
and
can.
It's just like riding
that's
a
where,
bike. Once
yeah,
you
that's
once
where
you get that,
is, yeah.
once you have that data established,
right?
You know, you have that balance.
Mm-hmm.
But this looks like a really cool thing, and it seems to be like it's
the hardest thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it's. I would imagine it will do better this season, but I'm thinking it'll translate through the other seasons. So let's bring her on if she's on deck.
There, I'm gonna bring her on.
Hi,
hello,
there.
Winter.
Hi.
Hey, darling.
Big hand
How
for you.
How are you? So nice to hear you both.
We have a little bit of winter in the summer, huh? How many times
I love your name.
Match?
What a great name.
Thank you so much. I know I always get the seasonal jokes.
That's what I was going to say.
Is that your real name?
It is. I had
that. Oh, that's pretty cool. People always say,
it's
my real name, Elite.
So.
It's just, it's different. Very nice name.
Well, see, now I feel
Thank you so
with,
much.
With a name like Lori.
Yeah, it's very
plain. You know
plain.
What I'm saying? I got Winter on one side, I got Elite on the other, and it's Lori.
Yeah,
there
but
you
Lori
go.
Powers. It's the first and last name that I think
Right, exactly.
Like,
sounds like a movie star.
I guess so. Winter,
Absolutely.
How was your Memorial Day, darling?
It was fun. I have kind of an active family, so we went to Great Adventure.
Oh.
Which is
God
kind
bless
of an
you.
Adventure in itself.
Yes, it is.
So it was, you know, we had a lot of rides and we had
it
a lot
must have
of
been packed.
It was so crowded. I tried to tell my husband it was not the best weekend.
Yeah, those are the worst days to go.
To go, but you know, mm-hmm. it was a holiday. He had time off, and the kids get such a thrill out of it. So
yeah.
I bucked up, and we had a good time. We really did.
Good.
Well, you know, if you go there,
you had a perfect
spend,
day for it.
Yeah, you're going to spend the entire day there, and
mm-hmm.
just be good with it. Just like, okay, I'm going to spend a lot of time online.
And have a lot of patience.
So what? But yeah, you know what? It's once in a while. You know, it's once in
yeah.
a while. You got to do these things.
Yeah.
And I kind of married Mr. Amusement Park without realizing it. He hooked us up with the Flash Pass. And,
there you go.
You know,
that's
you
what
you
need.
You don't have to wait in the lines
yes.
as long, and free parking and a membership so you get the discount.
Oh, he
and
knew
the
ins
whole,
and outs.
The whole nine yards.
But that's
Definitely.
The way you do
yeah,
it.
Was prepared.
That's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Now, tell us a little bit about, first of all, I want to hear about Surfset, then we're going to go into you. Tell
okay.
us a little bit about Surfset, because this is taking over the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, this seems to be a real hot commodity right now. It's called Surfset, and it's a class that's actually on a surfboard. It's about 6 feet long, and it's balanced on top of three BOSU balls, so it's very unstable.
Oh.
And then it's attached with a bungee cord.
Mm.
So your movements are actually on top of the board, and you're using a lot of core, and they are surf-inspired moves. We're paddling on it. We're doing something called a pop-up where you'll see, you know, real surfers. They're lying on the belly. They're paddling.
Mm-hmm.
They ride the wave, and then they jump up.
Oh, that's cool.
And, you know, we're doing other things like squats and push-ups. Cardio on the floor, all kinds of movements that we've just kind of combined in this really cool surf environment.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, because I was even just saying to Elite that I used to skateboard, so I know exactly how everything feels. Did you have any type of surfboard training, or did you ever get on a skateboard before you started teaching this?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I myself did not. Diana Garrett is one of the co-owners and master trainers, and she is a surfer with her
mm-hmm.
husband Aaron, and they actually trained me. But I was recommended to get certified because I have a lot of core strength through my bar method
mm-hmm.
Certification, as well as being a dancer for you know
mm-hmm.
20 years plus. So there's a lot of body alignment and a lot of core emphasis, and I took to it really well. You know, there's a lot of movements that people will be familiar with. If you're good at yoga, if you're good at Pilates, you know, if you're good at balancing, you know, you skateboard like you had mentioned before, or anything like that, you know, you'll take to it. And if you're not good at that, that's okay too. You know, you could spend a portion of the class getting up on that surfboard, engaging your core, and rocking back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you'll see what a tremendous workout that is. So.
Now, I want to say that it, because, you know, Elite and I did a show, I think maybe 2 years ago. What did we do? A show on the fitness trends, L.A. versus New York.
Yeah.
Now, I'm leaning towards saying that this originated in on the West Coast. Tell me if I'm wrong, Lisa. Did it?
You know what? I'm not positive. Like I said, Diana and Aaron took it over from the two originators who were also surfers, and they never mentioned where it started. So I couldn't, however, I just haven't heard of a lot of classes in L.A., so I just know that it's in New York City right now.
And
you know, people, there's a lot of surfers,
huh?
Actually.
I saw
there's
that.
There's a lot of surfers. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No,
but you have your own certification for this SurfSet Fitness, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't do the certification. But
No. I mean, there is a whole certification for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, they're after people that, again, are fitness professionals that have experience in, like I said, yoga or Pilates or dance for
Stability.
And that will take care. Exactly.
Yeah.
And obviously have a good upkeep personality. I mean, they really engage in an atmosphere. When you take one of these classes, there's a projector on the wall. And there's actually footage of, like, the Hawaii beaches and waves and surfers. The class is in semi-darkness. You know, there's a soundtrack when you walk in of Crashing Waves. It's pretty cool. It's pretty authentic.
That's what I wanted
to
know.
It gives the whole vibe.
That's pretty cool. Is it a one-day certification?
This is actually a weekend certification,
weekend,
you are, you know, you go to a lot of classes afterwards, and then they base it again on your experience. I mean, at Chelsea Piers, I've taught there for 10 years, and I'm a pretty, you know, a pretty well-known instructor there. So for me, I did the certification, I did a lot of classes, and then I kind of blended in.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I continue to. I mean, I learn a lot from them, and I love it. It's new, it's fun.
Right. And that's what you want to bring out, something new.
Exactly. I think that if you're changing things every now and then, if you feel yourself get a little bit complacent or you feel a little bit bored with your workout, you won't get as much out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm always looking for things, even as an instructor, what's going to pique my interest and get me excited. And if I'm excited about it, I feel that translates to other people, and I hopefully do a better job at getting them having fun and getting a great workout in. I think
Well, enthusiasm is infectious, but you know what I like? Because I'm a pretty big skeptic, and Elite knows this. I always say, well, you know, flavor of the month. But this actually is legitimate. It's fun, but it actually does the job. I mean, that is a hell of a workout. People don't realize the muscles that you are engaging and incorporating for this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's absolutely legit, but it's fun.
Yes.
And that's what gets people to do it over
and over
again.
Would you think it would be anaerobic or aerobic more?
There's a combination of both. We try to cover all the bases. So we have cardio sections, actually using the board and using your floor space. You can be jumping over the board. I mean, they use a lot of imagery, like, you know, we're jogging down the beach. It's a beautiful day. The sand is wet. Get your knees up, pump up the speed. And then there's a sand crab. Jump over it. And then you jump over the board. You know, there's something called surf skater where you're going up and down. If you can imagine the step, you know, when people were really into step, they did a lot of almost dancey step movements on and off. They do a lot of that to get your heart rate up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of muscle conditioning work so that you're really working deep in your muscles and, you know, building muscle, using your body strength and keeping balance on that surfboard so that you don't fall off.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and there's that. And then also there's some movements for body alignment, your awareness of your posture, really surf-inspired movements like walking forward and back down the plank, they call it, dipping your feet into the water, balancing on one foot. It's really, you have to keep your mind engaged, and that's another reason I really enjoy the class. You can't think about what you have to do at work, you know, when your workout is done. You can't be in your home, you know, folding laundry or planning whatever event.
Yeah.
You
well, let's just hope people do that anyway.
Well, you know, and if you do, you're going to fall off. And I tell people,
yeah.
If you fall off, you'll get back on.
Right.
You know, but it keeps you focused, and I think that's important for a workout.
How many people are in a class? Do you have one-on-one, two, three?
Oh, so there's two locations right now. There's Chelsea Piers in Manhattan, and then there's also Surfset NYC, and that's on East 4th Street. At Chelsea Piers, there's 10 boards. And I assume there's probably, I mean, they're 6 feet long, so.
Is there
you know,
only one instructor?
The norm. Oh, no, definitely not.
That's
I
what
mean,
I'm thinking,
have,
yeah.
No. You have your,
you have more.
You know, the co-owners, and then people are getting certified. As this is, you know, becoming more and more popular and in high demand, I think they're starting to do the certifications and really looking for people that will blend in well and be able
mm-hmm.
to showcase their class and this method effectively.
Sounds exciting.
You know what an interesting observation is? Now, you're a little younger than us, so I don't know if you'll remember the video shows of the 90s were all beach.
Oh, yeah.
All filmed on a beach.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
is something that is just so inviting. I don't know if it's because it's a benign,
it's like a free,
tranquil
free feeling.
But it always works.
Yeah.
Summer is always you make it feel
right.
really good, you know.
The water and the beach, there's something inviting and there's something I guess
true.
Less threatening about
mm-hmm.
working out in an atmosphere
mm-hmm.
like that. Now whether it's superimposed on a screen or not,
mm-hmm.
there's something that just has people gravitate toward that.
It's true.
It's amazing.
I think you're so right. I mean, aesthetically looking at the waves is so invigorating
mm-hmm.
and makes you feel like there's so many possibilities and maybe
mm-hmm.
motivates you or relieves some stress and just, you know, pumps you up. There's something about the warm weather, you know,
mm-hmm.
you associate warmth with the beach and surfing and this
yeah.
and that I think gives us more energy and motivates us to do our best. Maybe even the idea of being in a swimsuit, you know,
yeah.
and
yeah. For some.
Right? Look your best.
yeah.
and,
it's a free feeling. It's a nice free feeling.
It really is. And we actually have, in Chelsea Piers, there's a studio below us, not a studio, but an open space with actual sand and volleyball nets. So
ooh,
you really getting
I love
like that full on experience. It is such a great.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a great all around experience in my opinion.
Sure.
Now tell us. I mean, you have a dance background, so
I
tell
do.
Us
see
how
that with the bar method
yeah.
and all that.
Tell us
yeah.
how you able to infuse that and this. Tell us a little about your dance background and
sure.
and segue.
That's
out.
A great question. You know, one of the reasons why I took to this class is because you really can, you said, you know, how do you bring your dance background into that or your bar experience? You know, this class, although there's set surf moves and although they have a format, I'm actually able to bring movements that I've been doing in dance in my dance strength classes and bar classes on the board. As long as you're hitting, you know, the muscle groups that you want to target, we're going to target your legs, we're going to target your buns, we're going to target your abs, your arms, you know, you really have a freedom there to play with some movements. Obviously, you know, you're being careful and you're professional and you know what's safe and
sure.
what's not. For me, anytime I get the chance to have any cardio moments, I love to dance. So I love to give people movement that is fun and that I think has a little bit more groove to it than other people.
Mm-hmm. And
you know,
very fluid.
Instructors. Sure, definitely. Yeah. Definitely fluid and just kind of fun. I mean, if I can get the people having fun, I get so much out of it because I think their energy picks up and my energy then picks up. You know, I really feel
sure.
that connection. One of the reasons why I started teaching fitness was I was a dancer, I was a performer, I was touring around in musicals, and I really noticed that I loved communicating with people, and I didn't want to wait for, you know, an opportunity from a casting person to say, okay, now you can perform, now you can, move your body and have an audience. And I started teaching dance classes in fitness centers because I realized a lot of my joy was the interaction with people. So that's kind of what brought me to that, you know. And I was always teaching classes, like not real classes, but exercises in the hallway in hotel rooms, like after shows. I was teaching butt lifts and all kinds of things, you know, my own classes, just because I loved it. So
and people love that too. I mean, when you give them attention and they're really into it, they go for it.
They do. You know, everybody has a different reason for exercising, but what brings them back, I think, is a feeling that makes them feel great. And we want to look great on the outside, but we also want to feel good.
Exactly.
And that's what motivates me. And I think that having a good connection with your instructor, a motivating person, feeling good about what you have accomplished, the endorphin rush that you get really helps to spur you on and keep you going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, changing it up, all that.
And you know what's nice about what you do now? In a way, it's like freedom of expression. You know, when you're a dancer, any
exactly
type of
right
artist,
exactly
it's communication, it's expressing, it's whatever it is. It's
and
music,
with your body also.
Right. That's the thing. So now you have a way of doing it without a choreographer saying, don't do it like this, do it like this.
Right.
And, you know, there's different types of, classes that you can do. Some of them have more choreography. I mean, the great thing about New York City is you can, go into these top fitness centers and you can take a dance class. One class is going to teach you steps and you're going to feel like you're on a music video and you're sweating and you're getting a great workout and you're dancing. And another class is just having you, move and doing different steps and not having to worry about the choreography. But you do get that freedom feeling and, you're having fun. I really think that people are looking for that. What is
well, that's how
bring you joy?
Zumba became so big.
Yep.
Because
yes,
some of them, go by, with the instructor, and some of them just go on their own moves and they do their own thing.
Exactly.
And have fun.
Exactly. You know, I came onto the fitness scene for myself before Zumba was even popular, and I was noticing that at these clubs like Reebok and Equinox and Chelsea Piers, that there was a couple of people that had their own, cardio dance class. And I was like, this is great. I can make up routines. I can be dancing, getting people to learn choreography and getting them to sweat and have fun. And I think eventually people noticed or the market noticed, hey, some people can't get choreography, but they really like to dance. They love the music.
Exactly.
And that's
they enjoy
how the whole Zumba fitness came. Where they're not learning long things, but they're dancing, they're moving, they're expressing themselves. I think fitness is constantly evolving, and although they're quote unquote different trends, as long as you're hitting the bases and you're covering what it is that people need out of a workout, it's going to be successful.
And the body. That's it.
Exactly.
The body.
Exactly.
And consistently.
Consistently, exactly.
If you really want to rewind this whole thing back to when we were kids, okay, metabolism was different, but we were always moving. Why were we always moving? Because we were always having fun.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group sport that we were involved in. There was always,
we could never sit still.
Right. But this is what people need to feel. I think we're social beings. We like to be around other people doing stuff.
Yep.
And
I always want to belong to a group.
Right.
And if you could have fun at the same time.
That's exactly right.
What's wrong with that?
And this is what you're having fun. And, I think that everybody, in a way, unless you're incredibly, socially inward, you love to dance. Most people do want to dance. Even if they're dancing by themselves in their room, it's an outward expression, and people love it. So I think
Absolutely. And, you touched on something that I really can relate to. I think that people like to be around other people. I myself, I'm such a huge people person.
Yeah.
I literally feed off of people's energy.
Yeah.
I need to be around people.
Yeah.
And being in a group exercise environment, to me, is a great way for a lot of people to stay inspired. People like also the dancer's body, the surfer's body.
Mm-hmm.
I think they look to what inspires them. and that helps them to gravitate, you know, towards a certain type of exercise. That was
right.
another reason I got into the bar method was, mm-hmm. you know, it was incorporating dance type movements and, you know, letting people do pliés and letting people do these movements that they may not be out doing the nutcracker, you know,
sure.
but they
no.
can do these
but
movements
they can get
in an
your
exercise
body doing
class.
It.
They sure can, yeah, and it's very effective and
right.
And a fun another fun exercise. So,
is that still popular, the bar method?
You know, the bar method is really really strong, and there's a lot of different there's the names for it per se. I got certified when I started this. I was teaching a ballet class on the Upper West Side at the JCC, and a woman by the name of Michelle Austin had created Fluidity. And that was using individual ballet bars.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a spin-off to Lottie Burke method, which you may or may not be familiar
yep,
with,
yep. Mm-hmm.
which was one long bar. Okay, so this is
yeah.
a super effective exercise created by a dancer. And so this woman said, you'd be great at this, try it out. So from there, it's really, now it's not just at the top gyms, but there's little franchises where they just have bar studios. There's a brand new one at Chelsea Pier. It's called Pier 60 Bar, and I also teach there. And it's doing, you know, different bar classes, different methods, but just good old, you know.
It's basically the same thing, but different names.
Exactly. And, you know, slightly different spinoffs. Some have a
right.
little more cardio. Some don't. Some have more of the traditional Lottie Burke style. Some don't.
Right.
But
yeah.
it is really popular. It really is. I think that's it's going strong. I mean, it's building muscle, which is so important for people to burn fat, to have healthy bodies,
mm-hmm.
you know, to keep that metabolism going. And it's interesting. It's different, and it creates a long lean line, which I think a lot
oh,
of
yeah.
people are into right now. Muscular, of course, you need that muscle, but you know, dancers figure.
Right. Well, you know, I always think that the dancer's or swimmer's body is always the ideal. Now, I'm going to ask you a question.
I think so. I think it's too thin, but that's okay.
Well, you know what? A lot of people, and it's women, it's gender-specific, women always afraid. Now, when I was competing years ago, it was like, well, you know, I don't want to get that big. And they always, it's a backhanded insult.
Right.
But the ideal is, I think, to have a little bit of muscle tone, for women anyway, and
mm-hmm.
and just that long, sinewy look.
Sure.
Now, this was a question I was going to ask our guest last week, Elise Ziegelman. I was going to ask her this. Do you feel pressure to look a certain? Do you feel that your body has to be perfect because of what you do for a living?
You know what, Lori? I definitely feel like if you're going to lead an exercise class, if you're
mm-hmm.
going to be representing a gym or a product or
mm-hmm.
something, you
yeah,
better be in great
way.
Shape.
Yeah, exactly.
But what is your great shape for you? There's a lot of different
mm-hmm.
body types.
Oh, yes.
And being in great shape could be long and lean with small muscle definition and good core stability, or it could be a more defined muscular build. I think everybody's body is different and everybody adapts differently. But I like being in shape for me. It makes me feel great. And
mm-hmm.
so that pressure is not a... Sure,
I think that's the most
there,
important
but...
thing. You're going to be in shape for you and for you only. Because
yes.
if
yeah.
you're in a competition with anybody, you're never going to win. Never
no.
going to win. Because you're never going to be satisfied.
There's too many people out there. There's always somebody in better shape or looks better.
Exactly.
I try to focus on what makes me feel good and what I'm proud of and something a little bit internal so that it lasts a long time because we
right.
change. You know, we change and we have to go with that. So...
Well,
yeah,
you know, the reason I asked you that is last week we had Tammy Lee Webb. You're familiar with her, Buns of Steel.
Yeah.
And it's such a hard camera lens to always have to be featured in, because if you had a good body at one point,
mm-hmm.
you were so carefully scrutinized as you
later
age.
On, yeah.
It's like, you know, every
sure.
you know, the media cannot wait to have that. Where are they now? With the worst, the most unattractive. Unflattering picture.
You know, in a way, I understood where she was coming from because she did bring up menopause and stuff like
yeah,
that. And
yeah.
I am in her same boat because I've been, you know, fit all my life. And as we get older, we don't feel the same way because we
mm.
see changes.
Of course.
We do
sure.
see changes. Even if you don't say so, you don't see
absolutely.
It. But within us, we feel it.
And, you know, you have some people have babies and
right.
that changes
that's
their
thing
body.
Too, right.
you know, I went through that. And I think that I just really, I went with it. I found that, you know, I might not have been the exact same size as I was before the babies, but
I
put on a little bit more muscle tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things might be a little bit
right.
worse,
I mean,
but then you can
shift,
make other things,
things
a little
move,
bit better.
You know, you can't,
exactly.
you can't be perfect. You can't be
right,
perfect.
Right. You just have to feel good. You know,
right.
if you feel
that's,
good,
that's the key.
It will radiate outwards, and you'll be motivated to look the best that you can for you. So
right. That's,
but you know,
it,
it's funny because we've hired personal trainers, Elite and myself, and the bottom line is you wear your resume. You have to, because if you come
sure.
in and you're carrying 30 pounds extra, although you could have a master's, you could have anything, all the credentials that would make you a great pick for any team, but you know, in this line of work, you have to look like you do it and you believe it and you embrace it. You have
yes.
to.
Yes.
Well, you want your client
do.
To say, "Oh, I want to work. I want to look like you. Let's work out because I want to look like you." So.
Definitely, you
yeah.
know, and you have to tell people about the diet and not a diet as in restricting necessarily.
No, that's
although,
exactly right.
But what does that mean? You know, what are you putting into your body? And maybe
you must see that a lot. What do you eat?
Yeah, of course.
What
you
do you eat on a daily basis?
You know, for me, I really, I'm more of the person that, I mean, listen, I like to eat healthily. I think of my body as a car. You wouldn't
mm-hmm.
want to put bad gasoline in
there
your car,
you go.
Right? It's not going to go
all.
As far. So I do want really to put healthy food in my body, but I try to think of it as how much I'm putting in. You know, I can't restrict myself so much because then I'll feel deprived and
right.
then I'll want to binge and I'll get frustrated and I want to enjoy my life.
Right.
So, it's yeah, small portions.
Mm-hmm.
Small portions of little meals throughout the day, and maybe 80% being, you know, kind of strident with it, and 20% of the time saying, whatever, it's birthday time,
right.
let's have some cake, you know.
Right.
But I try to combine that. Let people educate them to know that it's not just, you know, you can work out as long as you want, but, you know, be careful about how you treat your body, what you're putting in it, why you're eating, why you're not, what are the reasons. And just the more information they get and the better experience they're going to get, the better result.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
it's a complete
always.
Package.
Definitely.
You know, it's got to be, you know, and we always say this, why wouldn't I want to have a chocolate eclair? Why wouldn't I want to have a cannoli? Why wouldn't I? It serves no purpose to my body other than it tastes good, but life, come on,
you
want to enjoy
crazy
it.
For that second.
Right.
Not every day.
No.
But
right.
once in a while is fine, and that's enough.
Absolutely. And if you ate, I don't know, if you ate chocolate eclairs all day long, you'd really feel sick afterwards. So
yeah.
it's kind of common sense, you know,
right.
what and if you are wanting to do that, you know, okay, let's work on why, you know, and you go into
that's
the mind
exactly
aspect
right.
of it. But we want to live fully. I mean, that's my motto. And living fully, you know, is also enjoying.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. You know, everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Even your exercise. Get your sleep.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, you know, we always say that deprivation leads to temptation and that leads to sabotage. And if you just have that one cheat day, that one day that you say, you know what, I'm going to have this, I'm going to eat clean, I'm going to eat
sure.
clean the week. And that one day I'm just going to, whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what,
yeah,
whatever you want usually isn't as much as you think it's going to be anyway.
Right.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that when people get in the pattern of eating healthily and exercising, I do think they change their, it's habits. So they change their habits and then their habits become better. And then they find it's not so difficult, you know,
right.
to kind of work it in a way that makes them look the best, feel the best. So I think that, you know, people are just looking for, I don't know, some people are looking for the magic this answer, but it's changing your habits.
You know that. You know that as well as we do. There's no such thing as a magic
nope.
answer.
Nope.
No. It's getting educated in what's going to be the best healthy decision, what's going to work for you,
mm-hmm.
and incorporating that in your day-to-day.
Exactly.
And
well,
if you have someone to help you out with that, you know, even better.
Even better, right.
Well, I'm going to ask about your day-to-day. How do you juggle everything that you do, and I'm looking at everything that you do, and children, how do you do that? That's amazing. That's magic right there.
It's really crazy.
How many children do you have?
I have 2 children. I have a beautiful 4-year-old daughter named Kaya. And that's kind of the hippie side of my family. Notice the name Winter. I have a hippie mom. gotta love her. And then I have my son Jake. He's 7, and his name kind of the traditional. My husband's from New Zealand, and his parents are English, so kind of hit on both sides.
You have both young children.
2 young children, very active, and you know what? I just found balance. When I'm with my children, I'm there 100%, and I really put my focus on them, and they bring me a lot of joy and really help me to just get off myself and get out of myself. You know, it's a good focus for me. When they're in school, it's about me, and I found that the more I focus on myself and what makes me happy outside of being a mother and outside of being a wife, makes me a better all-around
mother,
person.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, makes me a better mother and makes me a better partner to somebody.
Yeah.
I really believe in making myself happy, and I want to be a role model for my children. And I want to be a role model for the people that are coming to my classes or training with me. You know, groups that I've gotten together in my town, you know, we'll do some group training or even one-on-ones. A lot of them are mothers, you know, and they're trying to do the juggle too. But if you lose yourself in taking care of little ones, or you lose yourself to your job, where do you fit in?
You lose everything in the line. Yeah.
You do. You really do. So I try to find the balance. When they were really, really little, I just snuck out, you know, with my having a babysitter, little bits of the day, just little bits. And as I got older, I got to branch out more. You know, I always kept my toes in the pool of people that I, you know, worked with before I had children, and that helped me a lot.
Sure.
You know, I've always said to women, if you are just so-and-so's wife, so-and-so's mother, and you're not, you don't have a center of who you are.
No,
you're
identity.
You're not bringing anything to the table for them. You're just
exactly.
not. And then when they're out of the house and you have empty nest syndrome, and you there's absolutely there's no one you recognize anymore in the mirror, then what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to suffer that loss. I think for me, I'm also always thinking of, and this might sound really out there, but why am I here? You know,
exactly
really,
right.
What is my purpose? What is it that, so for that helps me to push me in the right directions of what I'm doing day to day. And hopefully that will really keep me going, you know, for the long haul. And as you mentioned before, for the changes that happen to me in my body, the changes that happen to me with small children and then grown children. All those things, if I stay true to what I'm about and what I love to do and why I'm here, then that really gives me a purpose.
Yeah.
And I think when people have a purpose and they know what it is, I think that it keeps them on the right track, and it brings happiness.
It's true.
And, you know, we all affect each other. That's really it. I mean, if you ever
domino
doubt
effect,
that, if you ever
absolutely.
Doubt your reaction to somebody in the street, if somebody bumps you and you meet them with a laugh because it was comical, or you're about to shout them down, there's a very different reaction that you generate.
Yeah.
And if that is not cause and effect, nothing is. So
absolutely
impact on each other.
Yep.
So we have to remember that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a small little example of that is if you know, when any time I've ever taught a class and I wasn't in a good mood, I've always tried to get out of that. You know, and really focus on the other people, because I know my energy will affect the, you know, the outsiders. So for me, any time that I've, maybe a couple of times in my life where maybe I didn't get out of it completely, I could say, that wasn't a good class. And, you know, and when reality was, maybe just it was me, you know, because when I go in there and I'm inspired and I'm feeling really energetic and giving, and I'm giving a lot in a positive manner, and the whole class, it's just everyone's sort of right there, and it's a great experience.
Yeah.
It is a great feeling, and I really do try to live, you know, like that with every experience.
People don't realize that when you're in that profession, when you're an instructor, a teacher, your outside life has to be checked at the door. You could have just have had a fight with your husband, your wife, your kids.
And it's so
hard
to be
the motivator. You go in there,
and
you have to be neutral,
yeah.
and you have to be you have to be inspiring. And that takes a lot to dig deep and pull it all out
find
so that you're there for
there,
people.
Right?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It is. I think I probably had a lot of practice as a performer and the whole audition, you know, spectrum of it. So, you know, when I was making a living doing musical theater, you know, you were getting rejection multiple times a day.
Of course.
So I just really developed a tough skin and just tried to put everything aside and be in the zone, you know, be in the moment. If you find joy in it, it will show and it will hopefully get you off yourself and into the right direction. But, you know, it can be hard. But it's rewarding.
Amen to that. Now, this is the time of the show I was telling you about where we tell the guests to go plug themselves. So this is your platform for that, Winter. So anything you want to say, where people could find you, email address, website, this is your time to shine. So go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that. You know, I do teach classes at Chelsea Piers. So I can be found there, and also Pier 60 Bar. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a member to go to those classes. You know, you can purchase Class Pass and just come on in. I also, I firmly believe in keeping your skin healthy. I think it goes along with what you put inside your body, how you keep your body physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
I am a skin consultant for Rodan and Field. And they are the dermatologists that created Proactive. I'm sure you've heard of them at one point.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Their skincare is amazing. And I do notice a lot of people in health and wellness and fitness tend to be, you know, advocates of this product. So I would firmly say check it out. You can email me at wintergabriel@aol.com. Winter like the season, Gabriel like the angel. And we can chat more about that. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's all I really need to plug. I seek opportunities such as you guys have given me to talk about my experience. Any fitness modeling that I've ever done, quite honestly, aside from one time when I was working with an agency and they got me a job hiding in a closet and jumping out during a corporate meeting and giving them an exercise class, which was really bizarre.
That's kidding me. Really?
I'm not kidding you. I was
never heard of such a thing.
To hide in the closet, and they were talking in a sales meeting about a new product that helped with, like, muscle soreness and this and that, and I jumped out of the closet and led them in
an inspiring workout. It wasn't for heart attack?
This was so strange. But so aside from that crazy gig, I've gotten all my jobs and continue to get my jobs through word of mouth.
Well, you know what? That's a great cocktail story. That really
that is.
Is
a cocktail. Yeah, it's great.
That was a crazy story. It was. But so for me, you know, people that get to know me and have know me, and anyone who thinks I might be right for promotional work, I'm all for it. So
yeah, you got the personality.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And we thank you. And you'll be on again, yes?
Definitely.
Oh, I would
hopefully.
Love to. Absolutely. Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Well, thank you for joining
it's
us.
Really been
Gabriel,
a pleasure.
And we're going to have all your information on our Facebook page tomorrow. So if anybody wants to check it out then, they
sounds
certainly
awesome.
Can.
It was such a pleasure. You were both
pleasure.
Really fun to talk to.
Absolutely, and you'll be on again, and you have a wonderful day, Winter.
Thank you again.
You too. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
You too, love. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, love. Winter Gabriel, woman who wears many hats.
Amazing.
And you know something? I told you, I saw her on a bus stop billboard.
Yeah.
And now that could be, you know, you could look at the lovely Winter Gabriel, and she's telling you, you know what, you don't need the bus. Walk it. Walk it. It's a nice day. Walk it.
Yeah,
why are you
exactly.
waiting for the bus in the city?
Is that what it's saying?
That's what I'm saying that she's saying to you.
Yeah, instead of jumping out of a closet.
What's that? You know, it's you know, people have, you know, when people hire other people, they sometimes don't realize sometimes they might be disrespecting their craft.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. You know, again, no harm done with that, but that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess.
That's kind of weird. But Winter Gabriel, all her information will be on tomorrow. In addition to, I'm going to put her live link, that show that she did Bianca Unanchored on NBC. We're going to put that up tomorrow. I put it up on your wall tape. We'll put it up on,
cool.
on the Bridal Body Shop and my own page tomorrow. And you could watch it. Surf set is really, I think it probably originated in the West.
It
had to, because we don't really surf here but 4 months a year. Right?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
No.
Things develop where there's
Jewish
access
people, you know
to
what? I used to know somebody that surfed a lot, and they used to go to, somewhere in Brooklyn, Garrison. Was it Garrison Beach?
I don't know if
they said they had
waves
big,
there.
Big waves there.
There?
Yeah. My friend Ofa.
He had
this app that told him how big the waves were, and that was the day he went, the biggest the waves. Was it Garrison Beach? Garrison Beach is the one that was over the bridge.
Yeah, it's over the bridge.
Yes.
I never knew there were waves that came up to shore.
Oh,
there.
He said there was. It was amazing. That's where all the surfers went.
Well, because I know my friend Eric, who was also on the show, used to actually fly out to like New Mexico, wherever there was going to be.
Well, that's a different story.
But
this is the person
he was
serious. Well, he was serious as serious
but
can
I
be.
I never heard of.
Yeah, Garrison Beach.
There.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
the Rockaway certainly.
And he had that, like I said, this app that told you when the waves were the best.
Yeah,
when it was going to be the best. Like there's certain times of the day, and the best is in the morning.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah, that's it. Highest tide, and there's more pressure behind it. So she'll be on the show again, and lovely guest, and she walks the walk.
Yeah,
you know?
definitely.
That's
we love
what
that,
we like.
Don't we?
We do. We don't like people that. Well, I have to say, we choose our guests carefully. And just like, no one's ever come on that wasn't, absolutely 100%. So
nobody.
It could happen.
It could happen, but we've been lucky.
So I want to give a sponsor roll call. Can I?
Can I? Ready?
Yeah. Drum roll too. Okay.
Ready?
We love Topperson. No, I didn't really expect that. Okay. We love Topperson. And why do we love Topperson? Because it actually works.
They're the bomb.
Creates healing.
The bomb.
That's all you want. You don't want a mass pain. You don't want anything to happen, but you want healing accelerated. That's what it does. And this time of year, Topperson has Topperson Junior, which is better for the little ones because it's, I think, a less potency of whatever chemicals that it has to encourage the healing. But it is wonderful, as you know, Elite, for sunburn, for mosquito bites. This is what people use.
It's
Topperson
endless how
Junior.
Much you could use
specifically.
Right.
Yeah, the sunburns and the mosquito bites and the tick bite, whatever.
Black and blues,
but this is specifically for this season, and it's a great it's a great moisturizer. That one, especially, is a good moisturizer. So Topperson, visit them at www.topperson.com, and mention the Bridal Body Shop. And what happens to you? 30% off. Okay, so it can't be better. So you could just shop online, 30% off. Mention TopFit30.
That's the code
for us, our very own code, and they will hook you up, 30% discount. You're on your way. So do it today so you have a supply for the summer. Topperson, we love it. They love us. Brews love them more.
Woo!
I came up with that last week, and they loved it.
They loved it. Nothing better.
Okay, Muscle Sport Magazine.
Yeah, we love them.
We love them because they're old school. We are old school. We love magazines that aren't about...
We're old school, but we're not old.
I am old school, but I am not old. We love them because they're about content.
Old school.
They're not about fillers. They're not about... Pick up, go, I dare you.
There is not one advertisement. I love it.
I'm not going to mention because I don't want to get sued. Pick up a magazine, a popular magazine.
Any magazine, seriously.
And just open it.
And the best is, it's free.
Yeah. But now, Elite Ziegelman, you could buy it online. You could buy it online.
And I'm sure it has no advertisement still.
No, there's some. There's not a lot. I mean, you just pick up any Muscle magazine, and you will see 50 pages donated to just and not that these things aren't important.
Informative
but
stuff.
But we want to read articles. That's
right,
what we want.
That's
we want it back the way it was in the day for us. So Muscle Sport Mag. .com, and you could read online, you could purchase. And what they have now, Elise, they have a muscle sport magazine minute.
What's that?
Where the editor comes on and gives like a blast of information.
Online?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a video. We should do that. But we, it wouldn't be a minute.
It's under musclesport.com?
Yes, I believe so.
No.
And every day they have
a new
wouldn't
one. Be a minute because you can't talk that fast. You like to talk.
Well, I engage with you. And then we just get off on something. You and me, if we're timed, our faces would freeze. And we just
be
in the middle of saying something.
No, your face would freeze and mine would just stop at 30
seconds.
You know
what? I'm going to ask Winter if she wants a co-host the show. She's just being too fresh. That's exactly right. That would be the show without me, my friend. That would be the show without me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, that's so all in the family of you.
Yeah.
That really is.
Where's Archie?
Everybody who's under 30 does not get what we're talking about.
No, not at all.
You know what? Nick at Night, watch an old All in the Family, and you'll get it. You know what we're saying.
Yeah.
But that's our show. And we'd like to thank Winter Gabriel again for being
she
on
was
the
wonderful.
Show and being
thank
lively
you.
And informative. And check her out. I mean, we're going to have all the information that she gave us today on our wall. So if you didn't have a pen or a pencil, writing it down, we'll give it to you again.
Just like the Bridal Body Shop.
Like the Bridal Body Shop if you haven't. Shame on you.
No.
Go to our website, www.thebridalbodyshop.com. And any complaints? Elite Ziegelman, no. The Bridal Body Shop at AOL.com. And thank you for joining us again. And I want to thank my lovely co-host.
Oh, thank you.
Elite Ziegelman for once again keeping it real,
keeping
it fun, and making the hour go so quickly.
Oh, making me blush.
Anything nice to say about me?
Yeah. All right. You ready? Starting the show?
That's nice. See, again, Winter
you
gonna
are
be
wonderful.
Winter is going to be on the show next
I
week.
I love me Lori Towers.
Yeah.
I do.
Anyway.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. You got to know Lori to love Lori.
It's a song.
Yeah. Is
Lori.
It?
To know her is to love her, but it's not. Well, we could always tweak the lyrics. But that's our show. And in the midst of all the hijinks, we hope that you took some of this information and will apply it to your life, embrace it, make health a part of your life, not just something that's a calendar marking, not that's something you talk about. It's important. It's important for the rest of your life. So, in saying that, we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. We will see you next week. Elite, take us home.
Bye-bye.